Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I am Eric Ritterby.
And we're talking about the 92nd Academy Awards, also known as...
My Super Bowl.
Or that, but we're calling this one, what, the Night of Winners?
Yeah, the Night of Winners.
Because unlike previous Academy Awards, there wasn't really a good selection for quite a while. But for the 92nd Awards, we had Parasite, we had Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What else was
Ford
up there?
Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford versus Ferrari.
1917.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so many good contenders.
Jojo Rabbit.
Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a comic book movie as well.
And let's not forget Scorsese's classic, Irishman, or whatever it was called.
Sure. Sure. I think we can forget that.
Yeah, because he didn't win anything. Okay, moving on. So let's talk about the awards. Let's talk about the big elephant that everybody's talking about, Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech for Best Actor.
Oh, boy.
In The Joker.
Oh, boy. Where do I even begin? I just want to tell Joaquin that I love drinking milk, and I'm not going to stop drinking milk. In fact, I love eating steaks as well.
Mm.
And I'm
all right,
sorry.
So if you want to send your complaints, go to the AF and Bavaria Facebook page, hashtag got milk.
Listen, I'm not going to criticize anybody's lifestyle, but at the same time, you shouldn't criticize other people's.
Exactly. And I always hate it when people use the Academy Awards as a platform for politics or personal beliefs. Bong Joon-ho, what's his name?
Bong Joon-ho, I think.
Bong Joon-ho, director for Parasite, had the best acceptance speech I've seen in, like, forever. He said,
I'm going to go drink now.
until tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
Short, sweet, to the point.
And the crowd loved it.
Yeah, it was great. They ate it up.
Yes, exactly. But back to the Night of Winners. I mean, just the incredible mix of nominees this year, but then a nice mix of winners, too. Almost everybody walked away with an award.
Yeah, it was a good mix of winners. And you said the only thing that was really bothersome about the whole thing was it was kind of clunky because there was kind of the class act was taken out of what the Academy Awards is supposed to be.
No, two reasons. They were missing a host, and then they had these weird, jokey presentations before they presented awards.
Yeah, so like you said, the cinematography thing, they had this funny bit, and you were laughing, but it's like, we're going to slap cinematographers in the face, and now best cinematographer!
Yeah, and I love the bit. It was super funny by Will Ferrell, but it was like a slap in the face to the next category you're giving an award to.
It kind of takes out some of the...
And then James Corden walks on the stage in his cat outfit from his movie Cats,
yeah.
And then they present an award to a first-time Oscar winner. So this guy walks up to the stage, gets his very first Oscar in his life. He's been dreaming about it forever. He gets it presented to him by a guy in a cat outfit.
Who coughed up a furball on the award.
For me, this is the Academy Awards, and it should be magnanimous. It should be glamorous. And yeah, I did not like it, and I especially did not like them having a no host this year.
Yeah, so maybe that's something they'll, of course, correct in the future.
They better.
Yeah.
They got to call me up. I got all kinds of ideas.
Why don't you send them another letter?
Screenplay on AFN.